Board of Selectmen's special meeting, Tuesday, April 16th, 2024, 6 p.m., Town Hall and Zoom. I'd like to call this meeting to order. First topic is to discuss the discussion on bids for the demolition, selective demolition, and reconstruction as necessary for the Notch Road Municipal Center and the greenhouse at Bolton Center School. Is there any discussion? Or do I want to make a motion? Do we need a motion?
No, it's a discussion.
Yeah, all right.
But after reading the Stanford Records proposal and the number they came in, which I found to be excessive and well beyond our budget means, I think we have to use a rethink on how we proceed on this thing. And one of the, in saying that, I said, one of the issues that we all had and they had is projecting a cost of the environmental issue remediation. That's the thing that's moving the, if you will, the pendulum. And with that in mind, I don't think we can go forward with either one of these, but I do think, and I gave it a little thought, that we should then hire somebody to do our own, go in there, let them do the testing. Let us find out exactly what it's going to cost. And if we have to, we can hire somebody to do that, because we know off of another bid what it really takes to bring the building down and get rid of that. But that's the key, to me, that's the key element. And either way, we have to do that. If nothing else, we can do that. And if we have to just demolish a portion of the building, have to do later or whatever, I'm hopefully that if we do it that way, the number will come in enough so it's within our budget means. And, I mean, I haven't gone very deep into that. I mean, I'll be like you guys. I read this thing and I said, wait a minute, can't do this. What's an alternative? And that's my thought, just for discussion.
Gwen?
Another thought, and I don't know whether the MTS would be willing to do this, but their cost of reconstruction of the greenhouse or the wall of the school and the wall of the senior center was so much lower, something like, I don't know, like $80,000 compared to $289,000.
Right.
So I'm just wondering whether MTS would be willing to only do that portion of the project and not the entire portion. Maybe they might want the whole job. I don't know if we can do an a la carte kind of a scenario. And Bob, I like your idea of trying to get an analysis, but it sounds like even if we had somebody go in there, there still might be some unknowns. Once people start to chip away at stuff, I think,
because either one of these companies gonna have to do that initial analysis, and if nothing else, there's an initial removal of environmental product, like other than, I think it's hard to distinguish that from the contract here. I'm just wondering if some of that removal of materials, so we could hire somebody to go in, actually do the survey and give us an estimate of what it would take to get rid of that environmental materials that can be done with ourselves, you know.
I wonder, could that be dovetailed in though with if there's a wrecking crew in there, like can all the remediation be done separately from the demolition?
I don't know. I don't know.
I think some of it certainly.
Some, yeah.
Because the remediation contractors, so you don't have, when remediation happens, you don't have a demolition crew helping the remediation crew. The remediation crew takes things apart to get rid of the hazardous materials. So they're essentially doing a little bit of both. But, you know, there could be some structural elements that we can't take apart and remediate until demolition.
So I don't know whether a third party contractor could work with whoever we hire to do the demolition. I just don't know enough about the process.
Well, we would, we'd have a report that was generated of what was required. And so we could make some decision, once the testing is done, we could, you know, have this kind of a discussion again and make further decisions. But there, you know, I think you made a really good point that there is no remediation at the high school project. There's nothing from stopping us from moving forward with that.
With the greenhouse.
With the greenhouse.
With the greenhouse.
But not the high school, but sorry.
Yeah, and again, that's the question is whether the contractors, either one of them would be willing to just do portions of the project, or they would wanna have do the whole project. You know, I don't know whether there's an economy of scale that allows it.
There probably is. Our RFP does allow us to do that.
Okay.
Right, if you look in the award section, it says the town intends but is not required to make one or more awards as a result of the RFPQ that is open-ended in nature in order to provide the continuity and consistency it deems vital for the successful operation of its various programs. The town will notify contract award or denial via USPS PSA provider. So we have that ability to award all or none or a portion thereof.
Okay.
And with the disparity in prices, it's unfair.
So what are...
Is there any other questions?
Well, what do you all think about the huge disparity in the reconstruction costs? The MTS builder's bid for the reconstruction of the senior center wall is $156,000. Actually, so maybe it's not as big as I thought. Well, and their reconstruction of the greenhouse wall is $36,000. So 150, so 190. So 190 something. So I guess it is probably 100,000 less than Stamford Wrecking's reconstruction cost. I mean, so how could two players be that far off? Is that unusual or not?
Well, I think MTS Builders has much less overhead for starters, right?
Yep.
So I think, you know, there's that piece of it, but there's no final design either on the project, so they may have very different ideas of how they intend to reconstruct it. So one of them might think they're going to do just a glass wall. The other might think, well, we're going to infill it with masonry and put, you know, a window and a door in there.
Oh, our RFP didn't get into that.
Correct.
Level of detail.
This is it's a design build project. So the idea was that we would sit with them and their design professional and determine what we wanted. And so if you look at their pricing very carefully, it says, you know, the bid is contingent on final design.
Yeah.
Tim, any questions, comments?
Wasn't expecting such a disparity.
Do you have any suggestions on how we get around it?
No.
Our options
I think our options are limited. I don't think it's possible, given our budget, to go with Stamford Wrecking as presented. It's just not in our budget. We just don't have the money.
So we do have the
option. Your only option is to either break it up between the two contractors and you save a little bit, or try to run the project on our own, as suggested, essentially suggested by Bob. Is there somebody that can run it? I mean, that's a full-time job. So it's not something that Jim can do, time-wise, obviously.
That's right.
It's probably
not. That's just paying a person.
Right.
That's a minimal.
We need to find a good consultant that's able to do that, and then we have to hire a la carte the actual scope for demolition and construction. Well, because you're paying for markup, and one of them is marked up a lot more because the one has a lot more overhead.
Right.
And they have a lot more requirements for their profit and overhead.
So we kind of go back to where we thinking we should probably hire somebody to test it so that we can narrow that number down. Or
I think so. I'm a little bit I'm not 100% sure on how the process works. It seems like there's initial testing, and then there's continuous testing throughout the demolition process, which opens up. That's why no one knows exactly how much it will be, because as the demolition occurs and you uncover things, then the testing occurs.
But we can do some destructive testing.
Yeah.
Right, so what are our unknowns? What have we learned about our unknowns? We've learned that there's possible asbestos and asphalt coatings on the foundation. That's easy enough for us to figure out. We dig it up in a few places, we, you know, get somebody to take some samples, we have those tested.
Yep.
They're telling us that there's potentially a waterproof coating between the rows of brick and block. So we choose an area, we remove some brick, we see what's behind it.
Preferably around the window.
Right, and we have somebody do some testing. We think that there may be mastic behind ceiling tiles. We do some destructive testing. We think that there may be some asbestos-containing mastic potentially under the floor tile. We take a floor tile, we do some testing. Do that in a few spots.
So given the burden of taking that on ourselves, is there a savings in either burden, time, or money compared to just hiring the cheaper bid?
So I think from the time perspective, it allows us to move on something, some part of this project quickly. And I think it removes most of the unknowns, probably not all of the unknowns, but most of the unknowns.
Okay.
And if I may, we would be moving on the same thing that this company would be moving on. This is what they would, that's what they would be doing. First thing, before they even move forward. So, I mean, we're doing maybe a few weeks difference, but depending upon who we could hire, but we'd be doing the exact same thing that they'd be doing. That they'd be doing those tests to come up with a plan to do it. And with that done, whoever comes in, it's in place. And off they go. And because nobody was thinking of even touching any construction until after school was out. So you're talking July. So we I'm hopeful. You say, I don't know how quickly these companies work, but how you couldn't get somebody in there spending 2 or 3 weeks on that site.
So then the question is, who do we hire, and would it be better to hire our own person than hire the engineer associated with one of the companies that would
do it? So we already have two quotes, right, for testing.
Yep.
You do.
Right. And within these.
Did MTS give us a quote on testing?
I thought they just gave us a lump sum.
Well, we get it for, we can ask for that.
I thought they said that they would help us find somebody to
They had their guy there, but he didn't say anything.
He was the third from, the second from the right.
He was saying it was a 3-week process.
For him.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he's a sole practitioner.
So it sounds like breaking it up into different phases. Testing phase, not awarding the job to, not 100% of the job to any one person or entity.
I just think if we go forward with some of this without having a better fixed price on it, we're going to get railroaded.
Yeah. Well, and I will say,
that's a good point. That gives us more control over specifying the actual demo and construction once we have the information. So grant that first portion for the testing, some demo testing, and then we can have a more clear definition of the remediation required and the construction required. Perhaps creating drawings in concert with the testing for the reconstruction so that there's an actual specification.
The asbestos and the abatement are the problem. The rest of the building is just equipment knocking it down, hauling it away, crunching it up. That's kind of a fix.
Right, those numbers for just making the building disappear weren't that high.
Right.
No.
Okay.
Do you think that somebody can test to find out this there's this huge number, the
yes,
alternative,
we can test for that.
The PCB paints
yes.
on throughout the building?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes, that's a huge issue.
Yeah.
Right? Based on, I've done very little research, but based on the research, it's probably not likely. It seems that most of the paints that contained PCBs were Ships and electrical. For ships and metal, electrical coatings. You know, it was typically epoxy paints for waterproofing. And that's probably not likely what we have, but yes, that's absolutely something that we should test for to make sure. Because right now it's a huge unknown, but the paint is a finished surface. So all of that's visible. There's not even, you know, much destruction that has to be done to test for that.
Take a knife, you scrape a piece off, and you send it out.
So if we get a number from a tester, then would we go back to Stanford or MTS and say, now we want to hire one of you? Or like, what if we like Stanford better? And we're not doing anything with them right now because we want to do the testing. Can we go back to them and say, we have these tests, but we want to hire you to do the rest of the work that you bid on?
Well, we would want them to rebid it, right?
We'd have to rebid it after we have the test.
Based on what we now know.
This way, that
price is going to change.
That element is half the cost. Mm-hmm. I mean,
yeah.
Practically, yeah.
I just don't know how, whether they'd be willing to do that.
Which means you put a new RFP out, right?
You're allowed to use the pre-qualified bidders.
Well, so I think the other thing too is, right, we had eight companies show up to the pre-bid walkthrough. I think this project scared six of them.
Yeah.
But I think if we take away these unknowns, I think our opportunities for getting more people to bid on the project is higher.
And do we have to do an RFP to get somebody to test for the hazardous materials?
Probably based on the cost, but we should be able to turn that around pretty quickly.
Because if we want to try to get it done over the summer, that will set us back.
Well, we should get it done this spring.
We should try to do it right away.
Right away. Yeah. I mean, to me, honestly, I would.
Yeah, because then we would have
right.
to do another bid process for the demolition.
Just to get
after
the demo.
Then,
so if we can get this out ASAP, and we can have somebody in there, let's say in June, that would be pretty much in line with where these other companies we're talking about.
The other option is that we can contact three or four firms, get prices from three or four firms. And if the Board of Selectmen feels strongly enough that this is a time crunch issue, they could waive the bid process based on the time crunch issue.
Yeah, well, in the past, we've done that with requesting three
quotes.
Quotes. Okay. And our
bid ordinance allows that.
Oh, okay.
So, yes, we probably.
And obviously, MTS would be one. You could even ask them as a quote and a third quote. So that would keep it in. The two knowns in a variable too.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly would.
And immediately upon that, we put out the remediation request.
Yeah, once we had a report back. Yeah. One of the things that I learned, I spent a little bit of time with the gentleman from Ty and he came in and he reviewed the drawings we had. He reviewed the reporting that we've already done based on the testing that we've had. Then he took a little bit of time to educate me on what those numbers mean. And although most of the stuff is not terrible, we do have some numbers that are in excess of one. And those numbers mean that it's not just Connecticut DEP, there's also reporting to the EPA. And we're going to want to make sure that whoever does this work for us has the ability to, provide those reports to the EPA. And that's probably significantly more difficult than just working at the state level with Connecticut DEP.
And I would expect that we would be held responsible if it didn't get done correctly.
Correct.
Did either of these companies give indication of when is like as soon as they could do this project?
They would both be willing to start right away.
Oh, they would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions?
Not really questions, I guess.
Comments?
I was just I guess, surprised at the, I mean, they're two very different, I guess I was having a hard time kind of compiling the scope. You know, the two numbers are very different, but there's a lot of remediation in the bigger number already, right? And when you just basically take out the demolition and then the restoration of basically the ground, backfilling and topsoil and so forth, they're actually pretty close. Is that
right? And there is a,
is that accurate?
If you look at the bottom of that sheet for Stanford Wrecking, there's a $10,000 credit for reusing materials on site.
Yep.
So that means that it's very, you know, largely disappear.
Yeah, if not, go the other way.
So the issue is the environmental portion of it.
Right.
And if we can get a handle on that, we maybe can.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Like, maybe break that out and
right. Try
to understand that better, have more of a known.
And maybe we can, if we can bring that, we need to bring that number down about $400,000 or $500,000.
If there's nothing there.
Yeah, what is our budget for it? I forget.
I knew somebody was going to ask that question.
I think it was around $1.3 million.
Well, I can tell you exactly.
Yeah,
it was $1.3 million something changed.
I knew somebody was going to ask the question. $1,445,422.64.
Okay.
Is that close enough?
Just under 1.5.
Yeah, I have 1.5 in my head.
So
that's probably why.
Which is because I've given you that.
Yeah,
number,
no, you have.
And if we can go, if we can go down the path of doing the testing, and you know, if we're fairly good as far as not having these extraordinary issues there, we can bring this thing back on into budget. I mean,
Is it crazy?
No, but as you say, Mather, everything else on both sides is pretty compatible. And so we know what it takes to bring it down. We don't know what it's going to really take on this. And that's what we have to find out.
In the MTS bid, he just didn't even touch that part.
No. So.
I just don't want us to think we have to go with the lowest bid either.
Oh, no.
I thought Stanford Wrecking was really professional.
No,
they
absolutely.
Had, you know, very, very experienced. And
right.
I don't want to, I'm concerned that, I'm not saying that I'm not going to support this idea, but I'm concerned that if we start to pick out pieces of their estimate that they won't want to do the job.
Yeah.
Because they might say, no, this is it. We gave this to you. It's all or nothing.
Well, I agree with that. I think we have to look at what's our best interest totally on this thing.
Yeah.
And that's why I say we're dealing with that unknown. And once we have that unknown dealt with, we can make a better informed decision, because I can't make a decision how far you're going to go unless you have that number in front of you. Quite honestly, I think. As the only fair, the only way we can do it, and do it right.
So is the pre-demolition remediation, that $792,000, that's the number that we're wondering whether that's a number that another company might, that's the number that we're looking to compare to this new company that we might hire. Is that correct? I just want to make sure.
So there's also that, there's that. $1.4 million down in the contingencies for PCB paint.
And the $292,000 for the
asbestos. Right. So I think if we're able to eliminate the unknowns or largely eliminate the unknowns, it allows a company like Stanford Wrecking or anybody else who may be interested in, you know, bidding a project, if we decide to go out to rebid, to bring those numbers in tighter to know, because
right.
that way they'll know exactly
what
they're up against.
And I like what you said, Jim, too, about how 8 companies came to look at it, but only 2 bid on it, because the other 6 were like, this is too.
All of them actually walked away.
Yeah, I agree with that. So if we had more knowns on this, and we possibly eliminated some of these potential things that are.
It just said, take the building down, and it'll be ready.
Yeah. then maybe we would get a couple more bids.
So, either way, I think you'll get a, you'll get a more refined response from both bidders, I mean.
Both more refined and maybe more of them.
More of them, yeah.
But we have to get the testing done, because otherwise, they would have to pay to have the testing done, and they don't do that, so.
Does this have to be done this year?
Yeah.
We have to commit the funds by the end of December, so I, you know, my goal was to get it done this year.
Yeah.
But, you know, the first step that anybody does, whether it's us or either of these contractors.
But the goal was to do it during the summer while the kids aren't at school, so that.
Well, in particular, the work at the high school.
The center school.
Sorry, the center school.
Yeah.
But that could still be done.
Right.
We could pull that out, nobody would be.
Yeah.
Heard about that, I mean, it's a small job, relative small. Is there any other comments, suggestions, recommendations? So I guess we're gonna reject this.
Just one, so we've commit the funds by December?
Have to be spent.
No.
At least committed.
You're committed. Committed.
With the same.
We'll have to have a contract in place.
So not necessarily work being done.
We not make, yeah, not totally finished by then, so.
My goal was to have it done by December.
Yeah, no, I know that.
And that's why we started this way.
I'm just, you know, how much longer, well, you said it might happen pretty quick. But this testing.
I would try to move on the testing.
So with that said, I'm cutting you off, I apologize.
The testing, go ahead.
No.
The testing could take a while, I mean, I don't know that world, but.
So we had two different gentlemen expound on their testing. MTS called me back after the meeting, and they had the opportunity to walk through the building with their individual that were doing the testing for them. I'm sorry, I forgot his name, but they came back and said it would be about 3 weeks worth of work for them.
Okay.
To do the testing. My recollection of Stanford Wrecking's contractor, which was Ty Bond, was they would come in with a couple of people and be out of there within 2 or 3 days.
Oh, okay, so.
And then it's a matter of sending those samples to the lab. So I think, you know, 30 to 45 days from a word of contract, we probably could have the results of the test.
Okay.
That's my best guess based on the information we received from those two individuals.
Okay. So we would just have to come up with what a workable budget would be for that.
No, we can. Thank you. We have the whole budget. I mean, what you're doing is putting out, as Jim said earlier, we're allowed to, we can request three,
right,
maybe four if you want, but people to submit
a quote.
For the testing, do the testing.
Right.
And then we can choose it at that point. I mean, the funds are allocated.
Yeah.
In the general, not in the specific. So then that's all we need to do. With that said, I'd like to move forward with that. I'd like to move that we go forward and request. Is it a bid? No, it's not a bid request.
Let's go down.
Jim, what's the term we're using?
It would be an estimate.
An estimate. Request an estimate from.
Or a proposal.
A proposal for testing and remediation of the.
I don't think you want remediation.
Oh, we just want testing.
Yep. Right now, you just want testing.
Of the turndown portion of the old school.
Are we supposed to make a
minimum
motion on this or something?
Yeah, at some point you did.
And it was a minimum of at least three.
Are you making a motion?
Yes.
What are you doing with the two bids that we've collected already?
Pardon me?
We also have to make a decision about the two bids that we've already collected.
Okay, you want to do that first? I'll withdraw.
I'm just saying that's part of the action that has to occur.
All right.
Okay, so as per the.
I have a dumb question, sorry.
The agenda, go ahead.
I can't resist. Don't laugh. Is there any situation in any world where you say to the Stanford Wrecking, we like your proposal, we just don't have the money. Would you be willing to take a risk and say not to exceed $1.45 million? Would they ever consider taking on that risk?
We're gonna lose, who knows how much time in that first.
Well, they're willing to do it right away. I don't know, even know if it's legal to ask them to hit a number. But then they're.
Expect them to say no.
Understood. And until you ask.
It's not a bad idea, especially because they've got that 3% management fee.
There's an upside, possible upside for them if they find less. There's a possible downside if it's the worst case scenario. But perhaps the risk is on them. That's all the money we have.
The downside for us is by the time you get through their contract, it's gonna say that this is what we're doing and anything extra is gonna be extra.
Well, that's.
Unlikely. You know,
I hear you. That would be my primary stipulation, if that's not the case.
I can't imagine somebody going in.
Unless they padded their number by 40%.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand.
I accept the answer.
Without anybody to reduce it.
Okay.
That amount, I mean, I just, yeah, I know what you're saying. But that's.
Okay, so.
Okay.
Well, what's that?
So, number three on the agenda is consider and possibly act awarding a contract for the demolition, selective demolition, or reconstruction of as necessary for the Bolton Notch Road Municipal Center and the greenhouses at the Bolton Center School. So I guess our motion has to.
We can make
a yes.
No, we can make a motion that we cannot go forward with the bids as presented.
And that's based on the unknowns?
That's based on the environmental unknowns. Thank you.
Is there a second out here somewhere?
I'll second.
All in favor? Unanimous. That's a 5. 1, 2, 3, 4. That's right. 5 yes, 0 no's. Motion moves forward. Do we want to continue the discussion? It's all in the agenda, so I don't know if we're allowed.
Well, it's a special meeting, so it's really the end of the meeting.
Right.
Yeah. We fulfilled our obligations on the special meeting.
Did you want to entertain Bob's motion?
I don't think I can do it.
No.
When's our next?
The 23rd.
Yeah, so the 23rd, we can add that, when this way everybody there on that agenda. And that's certainly not going to. That might give you some time to figure out how best to, you know, do a proposal on this that are just making it off the cuff here, and have a suggestion to bring before the board.
Absolutely.
And I think that might work better.
Speaking of the board, we have a clerk with her hand up.
I just need to know who made the second.
Madam
Clerk.
Thank you.
That was an easy question.
Well, do you think it's appropriate, Jim, that when you're I assume you're going to call Stanford, and is there any? Would it be appropriate to say something like what Tim was saying? Like, is there any wiggle room in your estimate?
I certainly can ask. We've had several phone calls with them, asking questions, getting clarifications. They've been very easy to work with. So I think, you know, asking the question is okay. And at this point, we've put our number on the public record,
right.
So I can tell them what the number is we're working with,
right. Yeah.
And we're trying to get to that number.
And we also let MTS know
and
that.
I'll say that the same conversation.
The same conversation. We're really concerned about that environmental number, and we want to get a handle on that before we go forward.
You have another question, Linda, or is your hand still
up? No, I have another question, but back to number 2 on the agenda. Was there any kind of consensus? The audio has been fading in and out, so I haven't been able to catch everything that was going on.
You mean overall consensus of what it is we're planning on thinking about?
Yeah, but was there an overall consensus to try to go ahead and, you know, get someone to do
the testing?
Well, I think the consensus was to bring it forward to the next Board of Selectmen's meeting to act on.
Right.
Yep. That was a consensus, and as to how we move forward with the environmental portion of the project.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Does that help you?
Thank you. That's my interpretation.
Well done.
So are we going to adjourn? I don't think we're...
There's nothing else. I'll so move.
Second?
Oh, thank you.
I just pointed anyone in favor.
Aye.
I need to say five.
I'm working on more.
Yes.
So why don't you go finish doing your mulch?
Yeah.
No, not today. No, tomorrow's another day.
Thank you, Linda.
Tomorrow's another day. It'll be nice tomorrow, too.
Yes.